The proposals are among several the governor wants to submit to the U.S. Department of Education to compete for billions in stimulus funding that's available to states. Some items can happen right away. For example, the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction is already working on a new way of testing students to replace the standardized tests they've been given for years. Other items need the legislature's support, like getting rid of a state law that prohibits using test scores to evaluate teachers' performance. Doyle says that's critical to getting any federal funding.
I mean, much of this is up to the discretion of the Secretary of Education, Arne Duncan. And so when he says that he's not going to look kindly on an application that comes from a state that has a prohibition against student testing being in any way tied to teachers, we should take that as a pretty clear signal that we're probably not going to do this, even to get it, unless we do it.
The state's teachers union and legislative leaders have said they're open to this idea, but it's not a given. Neither is the governor's plan to put the Milwaukee public school system under the mayor's control. Most Milwaukee lawmakers oppose that plan, but the governor says it's key.
I think the U.S. Department of Education would be very hard-pressed to say that the Milwaukee school system as currently governed could really drive the changes that we need to make.
As far as lengthening the school day or school year goes, the governor wouldn't say how long he'd like to see. But State Superintendent Tony Evers says it's an option that's worked well in other states looking to improve troubled schools. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.